Jalen and Jacoby.
He is Jalen Anthony Rose.
What's up, dog?
I'm David Jacoby.
And on the cool check-in.
Together, we're Jalen and Jacoby. What is it that we do?
We give the people what they want.
So much to talk about today. A lot going on in the National Basketball Association. Got some really good video I want to show you, Jalen Rose. Some topics to discuss. While everyone was watching the Oscars, I was watching the Portland Trail Blazers and Dame Lillard take on the Miami Heat. Dame had 33 points in a big win for the Blazers over the Heat. The Blazers have now won 7 of 10, but they're still 2.5 games out of the 8th spot in the West. Can Dame, in this miraculous run, carry them into the playoffs?
I believe so. Dame's one of the top 10 players in the NBA, and since he's been in the league, the Blazers have made the playoffs each season. He's an all-NBA performer, clearly an all-star. And when I look at the Western Conference race, Memphis has done a terrific job of establishing themselves with an identity in Ja Morant and Jaren Jackson and Brooks. You know how much I love them. The Portland Trail Blazers will find their way in the playoffs. And to take it a step further, the team that's the second seed, which may be Houston or Utah or Denver, it's going to be a problem facing the Portland Trail Blazers in the first round. So, yes, I believe that they get in.
Well, they did play the Heat, who have lost 3 in a row, and the Heat debuted Andre Iguodala. Andre Iguodala played right around 23 minutes, only had 2 points. Jalen, did you expect more from Iggy in his debut with the Heat?
I did not. The one thing about the Miami Heat's culture is they didn't bring him in to play big time minutes for the regular season. They brought him in to try to get him ready for the playoffs and to play meaningful minutes the last 4 minutes of a basketball game. That's what he's there to do. It was great to see Jay Crowder be really productive and have a double-double. He kind of fits what they're trying to get accomplished as a collection. They were playing without Jimmy Butler, so I'm not surprised that they lost the game. But Iguodala is there for his lockdown defense, a former champion in the league, a finals MVP, and to give some experience to a fairly young roster.
Why do you think they gave Iguodala a 2-year deal?
Because you wanted to give some stability to the situation, and you didn't want it to become a revolving door. That's what a quality organization would do. You eliminate all gray area. We're investing in you. Here's a 2-year contract. Here's what we expect from you. They all go hand in hand. So it's important to kind of do that with a veteran player, because if somebody feels like they're game to game or day to day, then that sometimes affects how much they are willing to buy in or sacrifice.
Well, those Blazers did get a big win against the Heat in Portland last night, but it was Friday night in Utah when they feel like they should have had a win and they did not. They were down by 2 points in the closing seconds of the game. Dame Lillard drives to the basket, as you see it right here, puts it off the glass. Gobert blocks the shot. Was not called a goaltend. When you look at the replay, you see clearly the ball went off the glass and then was blocked. So here's the problem, though, Jalen. Because there was not a call, you can neither replay it or challenge it. Do you think they should change the replay rules to cover something like this from happening again?
I don't think that they should. I know that they will. And that's the one thing about the NBA, that they've done a good job of being really progressive with the rules and their legislation and making things more current. And I agree with you. If they don't call it on the floor, then you can't overturn it when we obviously see that it was a blown call. It's not necessarily mean that Portland would have won the game. It just is an obvious call that was missed. And I do believe that that's something that the NBA is going to legislate and update, because you can't have flagrant misses like that.
Yeah, and I also feel like it's one of those games that might not feel that significant now, early in February. But when you're looking for the 8th seed and it comes down to one game at the end of the season, you'll be looking at that goaltend and remembering it. And someone who won't forget this game is Anfernee Simons. He was going up for a jump shot when Royce O'Neal did this, Jalen, I saw this play, I was like, I got to talk to Jalen about this. So you see Anthony goes up, and then O'Neal lands on O'Neal and hits his head on the court. O'Neal kind of snuck underneath him as he landed. Do you think this was a dirty play from O'Neal, and why are you making that face?
That's definitely a dirty play, and that's a lot different from somebody going up for a jump shot and you sticking your feet underneath them so that they can fall on your foot. I'm not proud that I've done that to players before. And Zaza Pachulia is also in that camp. But he swiped at his leg. That's like way different. That's a different level of the same type of flagrant situation that you should not be doing as a defender. I do believe that that was something done intentional. And that's something that you can't have in the game. That is something that you can't have in the game. But I want to make sure I say this about the Portland Trail Blazers. When you watch them play, development of their young players has always been key. I want to give Terry Stotts a great shout out. So whether it's Gary Trent, whether it's Simons, he always has people that come in the game and play quality minutes that seem to come out of nowhere because they develop them from within.
That's a really good point. So Jalen, I'm fascinated by the small ball Rockets. The Rockets are just straight up like, you know what? We don't need a center. And they're going out there and they're winning games. And they had a 2-point lead in their latest game when Bojan happened. My third favorite, Bogdanović, hit his second buzzer beater of the year. Look at my man from deep to give the Jazz the win over the Rockets. What do you think about Bogdanović's late game heroics?
He was a great pickup in the offseason, and we talked about it on this show, how it kind of flew under the radar when you want to ask somebody to go with Donovan Mitchell and Rudy Gobert, your all-stars. But Jordan Clarkson been giving them good minutes off the bench. He put up big numbers. He's been aggressive. He's been playing really well. And so now that created a level of balance for the Utah Jazz, a team that I talk about having an identity with their defense and their commitment to playing together. It was good to see Mike Conley also score 20 points in this game. It seems like they're going to be a team as the season progresses to find themselves as being one of the better teams in the conference. And so on paper, it seems like it should be Lakers. It should be Clippers. Western Conference Finals. It seems like you're going to book it. But then the Denver Nuggets, the Utah Jazz, they're going to have something to say and upset the apple cart.
Well, I'm fascinated by the opponent, the Rockets. They are just committing to small ball. And Russell Westbrook in this game had 39 points. He's now had 20-plus points in 25 straight games. How do you think the retooled roster will affect Russell Westbrook's performance?
So the geometry of the floor is this. Russell Westbrook is a dynamic player, an amazing athlete, and somebody that won the MVP. So is James Harden. So Harden, who is isolation heavy, is going to shoot a lot of threes, get to the paint, and or get to the free throw line. That's who he is as a player. So now all of a sudden you bring in Russ. If Russ is making 3-point shots, then you can have Clint Capella on the baseline. If Russ isn't making 3-point shots, you have to eliminate Clint Capella from the baseline. And so now all of a sudden you isolate Russ on the right wing where he's comfortable. He loves to drive right on the baseline and or he loves to go to the middle and he'll finish it over the top as well. So now that they have all of that space and he's surrounded by shooters, he's going to have the opportunity as a terrific athlete to penetrate, get to the basket and make plays. So that is now why you see him flourishing the way that he has recently.
I'm not sure that this strategy is going to win them a championship, but I am sure this strategy is going to get me to watch them on League Pass every single time I can because I love watching this weird Rockets roster. Jalen, sometimes there's videos in the world of sports and pop culture that need to be broken down in deep, deep detail, so you and I need to go to the table. So this next clip you're going to see was very controversial amongst the Jalen and Jacoby staff. Very simple question. Was this a flop? You will see this young person get bumped and then go down. Is that a flop or not, Jalen? Should the league try this young person?
That's not a flop. He got hit with the left leg. Got hit with the left leg. Behind the knee, right there.
That's not a flop. That's not flop. You know me. I got kids around me most times. The majority of the time, I've got little children all over my legs. You can knock them over easy. They don't have good balance. That was not a flop.
Little man
did not expect to hit the leg right there. Let me see it again. How could you blame this little baby on flopping? Come on now. And why is the welcome mat in the middle of the crib too? I don't know what the welcome mat is doing in the middle of the house. That's another story for another time. Why do they have two different floor finishes? I don't know that either. But I will say this. That is not a flop. Come on now. Little baby ain't flopping. Jalen Rose, ice Trey the game. Trey Young had 48 points. 48 points in a double overtime win against the Knicks. He also had 13 assists. As you see, he continues to shoot from wherever he wants on the floor and makes them. Jalen, this team has only won 15 basketball contests this year, but I can't stop watching them. John Collins also had 32 and 16. Jalen, why do I love the Hawks so much?
So the Hawks are going to be an interesting team as this season progresses and they go into the offseason. And let me tell you why. So you have a guy that's going to be a perennial all-star in Trae Young who started in the all-star game this year. You had two lottery picks this year, both continuing to improve on a nightly basis. You had Collins who was suspended for 20-25 games. So now all of a sudden, you actually, with Herter as well, you have a nice young core, but you said something that's really important. They have the worst record in the entire NBA.
There are teams with worse records, but they're in the bottom four.
Okay. So they're amongst the worst teams in the league. So now you have to ask yourself, to develop these really good and talented young players, do we have to change the coach? That's really what they're going to have to decide this offseason. Because all of these players that you're watching perform right now, guess where they're going to be next year? On the team. They'll be on the team. They'll be on the team. So that right there is going to be a big time decision for management. Are they going to bring back their coach? Because you have so many guys that contributed to a horrible season, but yet showed so much potential throughout the process. It's a unique position to be in, but Trae Young's a star. He's a bona fide star. And I remember he came on Get Up and people was questioning his size. I'm like, the game isn't as physical. You don't have physical intimidation in the game. And then he has unlimited range. They play downtown, Jacoby. He's shooting from Alpharetta. He shoots from the logo. And he getting me 10 plus assists.
Yep.
He's not just a jacker or a gunner. He's efficient and he getting me dimes. So I like their young core, but it's going to be interesting to see if they feel like they got to make a coaching change to actually take each person to the next step.
Well, I also think that they want to see what Capella looks like when he gets back healthy. And we want to see how he fits in with this team and whether or not he can get them some more wins. Because of all the teams in the league, they're like one of my top five league pass teams, but they're the bottom five in actual wins. It was good to see him get a win. And also, anytime you get 48 and 13 assists, you know that's a bona fide star doing it. Well, a young team that's actually winning games and is also in my top five league pass teams, Ja Morant and the Grizzlies. Don't look now, but Ja Morant and the Grizzlies are 15-5 in their last 20 games, and Morant had a triple-double yesterday when they beat the Wizards in D.C. Jalen Rose, is this a playoff team?
I believe so, and so there's so many times when you grow up loving the game. Like for me, it seems like I fell in love with players that I had no attributes alike. So it's like, I love Dr. J, but I can't jump from the free throw line. Like, why am I, like I don't have those attributes. Like, I love Magic Johnson. I'm not jumping center as a rookie and winning the championship. You know, I was a tall point guard. And the reason why I bring this up is, for me, Ja Morant is the ideal player if you want to model your game after. that somebody should try to do so. Because if you notice, when you showed Dame Lillard, you showed him shooting from 40 feet. When you showed Trae Young, you showed him shooting from deep. You see what Ja doing? You see what he doing, right? He's
getting
below the three-point line. He's getting underneath the free throw line. He's actually making plays for himself or making plays for his teammates. And he's under control at all times. He got it on the string with the right. He got it on the string with the left. It seems like you can't speed him up. He always makes the right decision. He's a smart basketball player. He's one of those guys, if I was like a high school coach or a college coach, that's the prototypical guy to me that young players should try to model the game after.
So Jalen, you know, here on Jalen and Jacoby, we like to be ahead of the curve. You know what I mean? We like to be tastemakers. And there's someone who needs to be celebrated that is not being celebrated by anybody in the national media, and that is Grizzlies head coach Taylor Jenkins. Taylor Jenkins has taken this team, who no one thought was going to be in the playoffs, and they've won 15 of their last 20. They're in the playoff hunt. They're developing their young players really well. I just want to give a big salute to my guy, Taylor Jenkins. I see you, Taylor Jenkins. I know no one's talking about you, but you are a legitimate Coach of the Year candidate. Do you think Jenkins has a chance to be Coach of the Year?
No, he's not going to be Coach of the Year with an eight-seeded team. But he is doing an amazing job. And I'm glad you went there, because if I was hiring and firing for a national media job, I'll give you a task that I want you to do when this show ends.
I want you
to walk down the hall to all of these people that get paid to talk about sports and ask them to tell you who's Memphis coach. Ask anybody.
You know what I love about Taylor Jenkins? Taylor Jenkins did not play college basketball. I saw that he was the only coach in the NBA that didn't play college basketball. And you know why I love that? Because I didn't play college basketball either, Taylor. I didn't play college basketball either. Big shout to you, Taylor Jenkins. I see you, brother. Well, a team that's definitely going to be in the playoffs and definitely going to make some noise is absolutely on fire. That is the Boston Celtics. Don't look now, but they have won 10 of their last 11 games. Jason Tatum has scored 25 or more points in 5 straight games. I think that these Boston Celtics are the biggest threat to the Bucks in the East. What do you think about that?
I agree with you, my brother. And while we talk so much about the small ball of the Houston Rockets, it's just that their core is shorter than the Boston Celtics. Their theory, without publicizing it, are basically doing the exact same thing. When you watch them play, you see Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown playing minutes at the 4 and 5 sometimes. That's just the lineups that they have out there.
They got Tice at the 5.
Correct. And so what ends up happening is the Boston Celtics have now figured out, and I've said this all season, I think that they have the most productive and best perimeter players in the Eastern Conference.
Mm-hmm.
Marcus Smart, Kemba Walker, Tatum, Brown, my guy Gordon Hayward. I would put those handful of players up against anybody in the conference. So I agree with you. When you play against a team like Milwaukee, they don't have anybody that can slow down the Greek Freak. But most nights, nobody does. At the same token, if you were going to play a pickup game and you were going to take the Greek Freak out and you were going to pick 5 players to run, you'll probably pick 4 or 5 Celtics before you pick a player on the Bucks.
That's a really good point. Like if you took the Bucks and the Celtics and we were playing pickup and you and I were captains, there'd be a lot of Celtics selected before you got to your second Buck that was selected in the game. God, I love pickup basketball so much. Just got off a cross-country flight, and anyone who travels a lot knows that it can get to you, especially when you're older and you're washed like me. It can make you tired. Well, guess what? You don't have to be tired when you travel. Do you know why? Because whether you're on business or on vacation, a 5-hour energy shot can help you stay alert and energized wherever you are headed. I'm pumped right now. Why? Just hit up a 5-hour energy shot. 5-hour energy helps you get through your crazy on-the-go life. It has 0 sugar, 4 calories, and a convenient portable size. It is the perfect pick-me-up for busy, hardworking people. And now it comes in 2 great extra-strength tropical tastes. Strawberry and banana, banging. Tropical burst, delicious. They're so good. And now you can have a tropical on-the-go energy experience. Try them both, then go online to shop the number 5hourenergy.com. Again, use the number 5 and then write hourenergy.com. Use the code Jacoby, J-A-C-O-B-Y, and you get a one-time 10% off offer from your order. Again, go to shop the number 5hourenergy.com. Use the promo code Jacoby to receive a one-time 10% off your entire order. 5-Hour Energy, energy on the go. Jalen Rose, I can't wait to hear what you have to say about this. I cannot wait. Our guys Matt Barnes and Steven Jackson have a show called All the Smoke, and they had a guest by the name of Kevin Durant who detailed his decision to leave the Oklahoma City Thunder and join the Warriors by saying this, and I quote, he said, in OKC, I played with a lot of athletes. I didn't play with a lot of skilled guys, not like shooters, ball handlers. I was like, I need a change. And this was before the season even started. I was tired of having to be the only guy that can make threes, make jump shots, and consistently make them. Jalen Rose, if you are one of his teammates in Oklahoma City and you hear that he said that, how do you feel about it?
So, I like to see beefs squashed.
Okay.
And I appreciated watching him and Russell's relationship evolve publicly to the point where they weren't on the same page, to where it seemed like that they were on the same page. And then KD just continues to throw shade to the point where it's like him and Russell could never be cool as long as he keeps talking.
Yeah.
That's the first thing that comes to mind. Because all of that is just veiled shots at Russ. Because as I tell you so often, and he mentions why their team couldn't get to championship level contention. If I have Kevin Durant on my team, shouldn't that put me in position to be one of the best teams?
Yes.
And so it always baffles me when I hear one of the top players talking about what everybody else isn't. That's why we got you.
That's why we got
you. That's why we got you.
You're supposed to be the one that takes us to the chip. And also, Mr. Durant, I love how honest you are. I love when you open up and tell me how you really feel. But here's my question for you. Didn't you just leave the Warriors? Because the last time I checked, the Warriors had some guys that could make threes. The Warriors had some guys that could make plays. So then why did you leave the Warriors if you left the Thunder because you were tired of being the only guy that can make plays?
Dog, he not only left the Warriors. He went to the Warriors because they were a great team, and he wanted to make sure that he eliminated the great player without a championship conversation. Mm-hmm. And so this is what I continue to tell people. Of course, everybody wants to be great, and everybody wants to win, and everybody wants to have championships. But if you noticed, when LeBron went back, when LeBron went to Miami and got his championships, what did he do after that?
We went right back to Cleveland. Right back to Cleveland.
When KD went to Golden State and got his championships, what did he do after that?
He went to join the Brooklyn Nets.
Correct. So that wasn't what made them happy. You see what I'm saying?
Mm.
And for him to keep doubling down on why he left OKC, you left the Splash Brothers.
So exactly.
You had the most skilled shooting backcourt of all time.
Of all time.
So that can't truly be the reason. You feel what I'm saying? That
yes.
Can't be one. That you ain't being 1,000 if you say that.
Well, here's one thing I love about Kevin Durant is, and it seems like in the last couple of years, he's just completely opened up. If you talk about him on Twitter, he'll holler right back at you. You know what I mean? If you have him on your show, he'll tell you crazy things like this. And the latest thing he told us leads to soft move or boss move. Kevin Durant famously had a burner account in which he would use to defend himself and explain his thoughts. And he was on All the Smoke with our guys. And he said that he will continue to have a burner account. He has a burner account now. We just haven't found it yet. Jalen Rose, soft move or boss move, having a burner account.
Ultimate soft move.
Really?
Ultimate. Huh. Let me tell you why. He has accounts that have millions of people that follow him. So therefore, if you have something to say, that's where you press send to actually get your word out. It's counterproductive to create a burner account that only has 200 people following you just to send posts. It's laughable to me. It's so backwards. If you have something to say, you do it from your main account that we're all going to hear, and say it with your chest. When you tell me that you have a burner account, you ain't saying it with your chest.
Well, let me say something. I don't have a burner account because I'm just not organized enough. It just seems like a lot of work. You know, you have to like switch the profiles. It just seems too difficult. It seems like a lot of time would be wasted sending stuff from the wrong account. Jalen, the Lakers needed a late three from LeBron James and 21 points from Avery Bradley to get a win against Kevin Durant's former team, the Warriors. The Lakers are still atop the West, but the Clippers have kind of retooled. What do you think about the Lakers lately?
I'm going to just plant a quick seed. Don't sleep on the Golden State Warriors with Andrew Wiggins and they get healthy next year. Let me just throw that out there. Everybody had their funds with the Warriors right now.
I
like what they're doing with their squad. And what ends up happening for Wiggins is the classic example of a veteran. When you realize Paul George, Anthony Davis, Chris Paul, that you might not be the best player on the contending team.
Yep.
And it's okay. You look yourself in the mirror and you're like, you know what? All right, I'm going to find a way to get in where I fit in. If that means the second best, third best, fourth best player on the team. He's not going to have to live up to number one pick expectations now playing with the Warriors. All he's going to have to do is get in where he fit in. And so this was a quality win for the Lakers. And LeBron James has been fantastic this year. Fantastic. If the Greek Freak wasn't in the league, LeBron James would win MVP this year. But here's the one thing I want to caution for the Los Angeles Lakers.
What's that?
They rely too much on LeBron.
Yeah.
I keep saying this now. They rely too much on LeBron. They call on him to score. They call on him to be a three-point shooter. They call on him to be a closer. And they call on him to be a playmaker. When you watch them play basketball, those 27 points that Anthony Davis is getting, he ain't really creating them. It's like catch and shoot. It's like one or two dribbles here and there and finish. I would like to see them make him more of a playmaker to take pressure off of LeBron, because that's what's going to happen in the playoffs. Somebody's going to press up on LeBron. They're going to double team his pick and rolls. They're going to keep a perimeter oriented, and they're going to see what happens in the series. So I understand that it's the buyout market. They may be adding a couple of more people, maybe even a Deion Waiters to get him scoring off the bench. And lastly, Los Angeles Lakers. I got to tell you a secret. Let me tell you a secret. Just us talking. Come here.
What do you got?
Jamal Crawford is available.
He's available?
Jamal Crawford is available. You guys need some scoring punch off the bench. Somebody that can create their own shot. You get a chance to look at Lou Williams in the same building on a nightly basis.
You can have the same thing with Jamal Crawford.
Can give you a version of that. That's what they're missing. They rely too much on the greatness of LeBron James at 35 years old.
Jalen Rose, you are great at a lot of things, but your hairline is absolutely undefeated. So whenever I see a hair story come across the world of sports and pop culture, I need to discuss it with you. And when I saw Russell Wilson's new hairstyle, I just had to ask you what you thought. Let's take a look at Sierra's husband, Russell Wilson, and his gorgeous locks. What do you think about that, Jay?
Superfly. That's what it reminds me of a little bit. And I'm not talking about the original one, Tommy. I'm talking about the one that just came out a couple of years ago representing Atlanta. That Superfly. I like the look. Here's the thing. Anybody that's going to criticize his hair.
Oh, I'm going to criticize his hair.
I want to make sure I look at their hair.
I'm going to criticize his hair.
Russell Wilson has gray hair. I've been telling you this.
He's got gray hair, but I'm telling you, it seems like that took him 2 hours to get together. It seems like there's a lot of product. It looks like someone else did it. You know what I mean? Like, that's just not sustainable. And it got me thinking, like, your hair is so great. Your hairline it's undefeated. You are world famous for your hairline. But look at that. Look at that. Now, is a good look for you.
So I quietly try to introduce things into the lexicon. I see people wearing top pins and flowers and brooches. I told you I was going to have everybody wearing turtlenecks. I got everybody wearing hoodies with their blazers. But let me tell you something. I can rock that Russell Wilson can't rock. You see that goatee right there? You see that goatee? Russell can't rock that. Russell can't rock that.
Yeah, but you know what Russell can do? Russell can grow a beard, okay? Russell can grow a beard. And you can't. Jalen Rose spent a lot of his time complaining to me about what we do or do not discuss on Jalen and Jacoby. So we created a segment where he gets to decide what we talk about. It's called Keep It Moving. If you want to discuss the topic, say hit the brakes. If not, me, you, and Method Man jump in the minivan and keep it moving. Are you ready, Mr. Rose?
Let's get it.
The XFL is innovating.
Keep it moving.
The Sixers beat the Bulls. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
Hit the brakes on this one.
In a much-needed win, they got one against the Bulls. They are now two games behind the Heat for the fourth spot in the Eastern Conference. After a tough stretch, are the Sixers starting to figure it out?
I think they're starting to figure it out. And what ends up happening, sometimes to be great, you have to be a little delusional. And I saw Joel Embiid do an interview after they lost, I think, to the Bucks, and he was talking about how he has to get back to having fun and showing personality and being himself. And I remember just watching the TV thinking, that ain't why y'all lost. That ain't why you played bad. That Greek Freak had a lot to do with it. You know what I'm saying? He had a lot to do with it. Okay? And so, but again, when you go into your next, it's all about your mental approach. And if you notice, Korkmaz, it gave him quality minutes.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Let's just see if he's going to be a guy that the coaching staff trust to put out there and can be a difference maker for their squad, because they're going to need more. I know we want to see Tobias Harris, you know, play like an all-star, and Al Horford is getting up there in age, but he's still a productive guy. And obviously their bookends and their all-stars perennially are Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons. But Korkmaz could give them a different jolt that can play quality minutes. Let's see if they continue to get him involved and he can be productive.
Korkmaz had 31 points in that win against the Bulls and played a great game. Jalen, Duke beat UNC. Keep it moving or hit
the brakes. So hit the brakes right here.
Look, you sound like you got something to say. You want to tell us about Trey Jones' final play? Go for it.
So I have a healthy admiration for the Duke and North Carolina rivalry. I think it's the best one in collegiate basketball. And as somebody that actually watched this basketball game, it's great to see a college game where both teams almost get 100 points. But let's not act like this is a well-played game.
Oh, no.
And if you look at the end of this game, like an air ball tip in for the win, now, let's not act like that's anticlimactic. Like, let's not act like that it isn't.
Also, let me say something. UNC, if you weren't paying attention, they're 10-13. This is a 10-13 basketball team. Like, this is not Duke UNC from years past. The University of North Carolina is having one of the worst seasons I've ever seen it have in my entire life.
I agree with you, but I have to say this, and this is actually why I wanted to hit the brakes.
What's that?
Those throwback Duke uniforms are dope.
I liked them, too. I like them, too.
That D on it, that look cold. They need to rock those more. That uniform is cold.
I agree. Jalen, we have an update on our favorite basketball player on the planet. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
The brakes.
Sabrina Ionescu, whose name I just learned how to pronounce appropriately. I apologize for the past. She led the Ducks to a win over Arizona State, the only team in the Pac-12 they have lost to before. This got me thinking about this, Jalen. You and I are going to have to go to the Women's Final Four this year and watch Sabrina take home the chip.
Done,
we're
going
to have to take a trip.
Yes.
We're going to have to take a trip because she's going to win. It's already done. Sabrina's going to win. Sabrina's going to win.
So, Jacoby, there's so many times in sports where we throw out like a lot of cliches when we watch somebody be a performer. But look at the pace that she plays at, the decision making that she displays, the versatility that she has in the leadership. These things like go unquestioned for a team that went to UConn and won by 20, beat Arizona State by 30. Like, they're balling this year. And I agree with you. We need to go to a game and represent.
Jalen, I have video of a dunk from the 3-point line. Keep it moving. Hit the breaks.
The breaks.
Jalen, just take a look at the BYU mascot. Look at my man gets absolutely launched. I think those are the cheerleading squad there. They launch him from the 3-point line and he catches an alley-oop. Jalen, how many human beings would it take to throw you that far?
First off, I'm not getting thrown that far. I'm not trusting it. I'm good. I'm good. So this is an outstanding feat to happen during a game. And somebody that's played in a lot of sporting events, that have gone to a lot of sporting events, you know, most of those things they do during timeouts are actually cheesy. Like, this is fly right here. This is really impressive.
Yeah, I'm impressed by all of it. Even the people throwing them is impressive.
Yeah, this is really impressive. I'm glad we got a chance to share this footage. That's great.
John Jones won again in the octagon. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
It was controversial. I saw the fight. I actually felt like Dominique won to the point where they will have another fight, in my opinion. Keep it moving for now.
We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
Jalen, I have a reason that you might want to move to Antarctica. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
Hit the brakes.
It was 65 degrees in Antarctica last week. 65 degrees in Antarctica. Jalen Rose, is our planet going to implode?
So just recently, being on the East Coast, it was like 50 degrees. But then in Atlanta, it was snowing. And so these are like things that when I was growing up, it never snowed in Atlanta and it was always freezing in the Midwest and on the East Coast. So I agree with you. If it's going to be 65 degrees in Antarctica, let's take a trip.
Let's go.
I got tattoos in my passport.
Let's go to Antarctica. I'm ready for it. Jalen Rose would never believe this. Kawhi Leonard did not play for the Clippers. But guess what? They're playing the Cavs, so it doesn't matter. And they absolutely waxed the Cavs. But the Clippers are 6-7 without Kawhi Leonard in the lineup. Will his missing games hurt them when it comes time for playoff seeding?
Yes, yes, yes. And unfortunately for him, so for those that don't know, Steve Fisher, also coached Kawhi Leonard, my college coach at San Diego State. And congratulations to getting his number retired. Shout to Brian Dutcher, who's coaching the undefeated, the only one in the nation, undefeated collegiate basketball team. He's become the face of load management.
Yep.
And what now has going to happen, unfortunately, like with his reputation, is yes, we're going to appreciate the greatness that he's going to display in the playoffs. And everybody likes to ring count. But he's going to now be defined by the games that he missed as much as the games that he plays.
Interesting.
And so when you talk about him, them being 6-7 without him, that now, and I said this in preseason, I'm going to say this to anybody that will listen, that's going to be what stops them and the Lakers from playing each other in the conference finals. Because they're going to fall to a seed where now all of a sudden they get a chance to play each other in the second round.
Yeah.
Versus in the Western Conference Finals. That's what's going to open the door up for a team like Utah, for example, or Denver to make it to the Conference Finals. In Toronto, when he missed games, they still won. They were like 17-4, 17-5 when he didn't play. Under 500 with the Clippers when he does not play. That is going to have a lasting effect.
I think so too, Jalen. The Toronto Raptors, Kawhi's former team, they're doing just fine without him. They've won 14 straight games and they host the Timberwolves tonight. Jalen, why don't I believe in this Raptors team?
Coach of the Year, Nick Nurse. You asked me earlier in the show about Memphis, and I was like, no, he shouldn't be Coach of the Year. And this is why. Pascal Siakam ain't even played in the All-Star game yet. The Toronto Raptors are 20-7 at home. Okay? An amazing win streak that they're on right now. And it's a collection of veterans who know who they are. They have the perfect mix of guys who show up to work and go play hard every night. Serge Ibaka, Marc Gasol, Pascal Siakam, Van Vliet can make shots. Kyle Lowry can get hot from the perimeter. OG Anunoby is going to compete defensively. They have Powell's going to play quality minutes. They have so many guys that they know when the game start what they're going to get. And the number one thing they're going to bring is effort and teamwork and camaraderie. Nick Nurse has done an amazing job with the franchise Toronto Raptors. And this is why Masai Ujiri continues, and rightfully so, to get appreciated as being one of the best minds in basketball, how he put that squad together.
Jalen, I know your life very well. You go down to your basement and you watch NBA basketball every single night, but I also know that there is nothing more important to you than the television show Power. They have announced that they're not going to have one spinoff of Power. They're not going to have two spinoffs of Power. They're not going to have three spinoffs of Power. There's going to be four spinoffs of Power, Jalen Rose. How do you feel about the future of the franchise?
I feel like this.
You're so stupid.
That's how I feel. I feel like I got to, you know what? I got to get Curtis on the show. We got to get Curtis on the show. Yeah, we got to get Mr. Jackson on the show. We got to get Mr. Jackson on the show.
Just text him.
Here's what I
got
to say about Power. Come on, Tyreek!
Tommy better get a spinoff. Come on, give Tommy a spinoff. We always say we give the people what they want, so we're not just going to give you the television show audio. We always give you podcast exclusive Too Hot for TV. I went to a great wedding this weekend, Jalen Rose. The twins were the flower girls. Quincy was in charge of the broom. Jumping over the broom, he brought the broom out. Big shout to Rolla K and Justice. Two of my best friends got married. They had a traditional American ceremony. Later on, they had the Nigerian ceremony. I'd never had Nigerian food before. This was slamming. Woo! So good.
What do you call it, Nigerian food?
Oh, they had like a spinach dish. Well, you know, it was later on in the night, so my recall might not be 100%, but they had rice. The rice was so seasoned. It had like some tomato in it. It was spicy. You know, the rice was like, you need some milk after you eat this rice. They had a spinach dish. They had like this, it was kind of like a tamale, but it was fish in it. So good. Chicken. Woo! This is such a great ceremony. They had two ceremonies, two dinners. It was great.
Two ceremonies and two dinners? Oh, they weren't
two
black.
Two ceremonies and two dinners.
They weren't black. They weren't black.
Oh,
two ceremonies, they weren't black.
Yeah, they were black. Oh, they were black. Oh, they're definitely
really?
Black. Her name is Rolla K. Bamboche, and it was a Nigerian ceremony. Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
So that
means shout to Justice and Rolla K.
That means they rich. That's what that is.
I mean, it was a great ceremony. I'd never been to a traditional Nigerian wedding.
That's what I'm saying.
A lot of pageantry. You have to, like, the groom's family has to write a letter to the bride's family, and then the bride's family writes a letter in response. It usually takes days and days, but this was only they had to condense the whole thing. Then the groom's family brings gifts. Yo, the intros, I'm going to start every show just like my man Justice came out. Like, his whole homeboys are all behind him, hyping him up, picked him up in the air, brought him out. Like, I want every, before every show, I want all my friends to get around and sing songs and celebrate me and pick me up in the air. It would really like improve the show.
I definitely want to congratulate them on their amazing nuptials. Your family looked handsome and beautiful. I saw a couple of pictures on social media. But I got to say this.
What?
Q was killing them.
Q killed him. Oh, yeah.
Q was killing
him. He had the fresh chucks on, the bow tie.
Yeah, Q was killing him.
Q, he knew he looked good.
He was the winner.
He knew he looked good. He knew he looked good, but the second we get to the wedding, what's he do? Rolling around on the ground, getting in the mud.
He's a
those
boy.
Chucks were brand. They were brand new at 1 o'clock. By 10 p.m., those chucks look like he'd been wearing them for 3 years. He's such a dude. He's rolling around on the ground the second we get there. The ceremony hadn't even started yet.
Oh,
the flower
man.
Girls did their thing. Margo and Chloe. you know, they did that thing. It was a great time. It was a great time, Jalen. I got to talk to you about something, though. I got to talk to you about something.
Okay.
What's going on with your hair, my guy? What's going on? What's going on here? Are you on strike?
Well, I ain't been brushing.
Nope.
I ain't been brushing. I went to bed a couple of times without the do-rag recently. I've been slacking.
Jalen, were you okay? Are you okay? Is there something you want to talk about?
I've been slacking, dog.
Are you okay, Jalen?
I can't lie. I've been slacking.
Listen, you're handsome, but not that handsome. You're good at talking about sports, but not that good at talking about sports. The only thing you're excellent at is having a hairline. And that you start to lose that. Like, come on. Come on.
So I got a couple of Darrell Revis topics.
Oh, no. Oh, no. All right, Darrell. Go ahead.
Okay. Number one, Darius Slay of the Detroit Lions is due for a contract.
That's what you want to talk about on the show.
I do.
The Detroit Lions cornerbacks contract status. And yes, just wanted to remind you, it's February 10th, okay? Let's go deep on it. Go ahead, Jay. Preach on it. Speak on Darius Slay's contract status.
I just gotta speak this into existence. It's important that we get him signed. Because with the number 3 overall pick, I would take Tua. But I'm hearing that they're gonna take the cornerback from Ohio State.
Yeah, I saw that too.
So
gotta take Tua.
I agree. Quarterback is a premium position, clearly.
I heard that.
You can't draft a quarterback. You can't draft another cornerback, and you lose one of the best cornerbacks in the game. That would be such a Detroit Lion thing to do. To be honest with you, that's one. What else I want to vent about? Oh, Adam Silver. I know you listen to the podcast backwards at night and forwards during the day.
Yeah, he does. He listens to it on half speed just to make sure he catches up to everything.
I'm going to say something important that the NBA has to change, that it affects the balance of power, that I don't like. And I stopped liking this when Boston signed Sam Cassell and PJ Brown like 10 or 15 years ago. You should not be able to buy out players after the trade deadline. That is so stupid.
Yeah. I'm with you.
If I'm going to construct my roster, all of that should happen before the trade deadline.
I agree.
There should not be a buyout market for players to join teams after the trade deadline. If somebody wants to trade for Deion Waiters, if somebody wants to buy out Deion Waiters, they should have to do it before the deadline.
Who do you think is going to pick up Deion Waiters? Because he's going to get dropped by the Grizzlies.
Yeah, he is. The Lakers are going to probably kick the tires and try to add him.
And only hold on, hit the brakes, Reg. There's a problem with that. Recreational is legal in Los Angeles. I don't know if the Lakers are a good spot for him. I don't know if that's a good spot for him.
Well, here's the difference. In L.A., he won't have to do the gummies or the edibles. He could just blow right out.
I get so scared. I feel so bad for Deion Waiters. That flight must have been terrible. Because at some point, he was like, all right, let me just put my headphones on, close my eyes, and just try to get through this. But he couldn't do it. I feel bad for him, man. I feel bad for him. Whoever gave him edibles, man, you're wrong.
But here's the crazy thing about sports also. You're going to see people that get bought out and join the Clippers and or join the Lakers or join the Bucks. And then we're going to look up in like 5 years and we're going to be like such and such NBA champion. You're like, wait a minute.
They play 15 games, 8 minutes a game, and now all of a sudden you're a champion. I do want Deion Waiters to get a ring, though. I would love that. I would love that just for the parade. Deion Waiters at the parade would be the best. Be the absolute best. Jalen, I got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
Are you going to buy your wife a Valentine's Day present?
So, that actually came up yesterday.
It did?
Yeah. And being married is hilarious sometimes because she made sure to tell me that Valentine's Day is coming and I could tell her how much I love her and how special she is and how great she is.
She gave you permission to do that?
Yeah. I'm like, oh, thank you. I mean, like,
thanks so much. Great. So, sounds great.
But here's the thing I have to say into a microphone that's really important for all ladies.
I feel like there's something you're holding back, Jay. There's something you're holding back.
I'm
what else happened
right
in the conversation?
Now. I'm about to tell you right now.
Okay.
Valentine's Day is a mutual holiday. It's a mutual day. When did it become only about the men showering the women?
Thank you. I thought this was a celebration of love, not celebrating your lady. Like,
that's what I said. I'm like, wait a minute. It's Valentine's Day, not your birthday.
This ain't Mother's Day. That's your day. This is our day. So now I gotta make the reservation. I gotta pay for dinner. I gotta get you a present. I gotta get you flowers. I gotta get you chocolates. I gotta tell you how much I love you. And listen, today's not Wednesday, so we can do whatever we want. What am I supposed to do for you? Like, what are you gonna do? What are you doing for me? He's gonna say thank you? That's what it's become. You might, instead of buying me a Valentine's Day card, might as well give me a thank you card. Cause it seems like I'm doing everything.
Did you watch the Oscars last night?
What happened?
Did you watch the Oscars last night?
I watched some of the Oscars last night. It's so
It was
long,
good to see
man.
Marshall. Eminem showed up.
Yeah.
18 years.
Marshall's back. I like his album a lot, man. I like his album. His album's hot. You know what? Patty C's got to take it home for us. Patty C's going to take it home for us. Hey, he's going to do it.
I got to tell you, though. What? I saw there's a couple of white guys in the industry that's kind of been on your white guy corner.
What you mean?
And you know that I pay attention to try to be like a trendsetter and original.
Of course.
I see a couple of Jacoby biters out there, and I'm gonna have to tell you off wax.
Good for them. You know what? I'm excited about them. Jalen, we discussed it briefly on the television show, but I know you want to talk about Power. I know you want to talk about it. How many times have you seen the finale?
I only seen it twice.
Only twice?
I've seen it twice so far, yeah.
Only twice?
Yeah, I watched it back to back. Because a lot of people trip and be like, you know, how do you watch the same thing over and over again? But we all subliminally do that. The same thing with music. You listen to the same song over and over again.
Oh, yeah, your favorite movie, watch it over and over again. Of course.
Yeah. So what I like to do is I like to character develop. And I like to understand each person that is affiliated with a show that I love. Mm-hmm. Because right now, if you walked in the hallway, you was like, name me five people on Power. They'll name you like two or three. Because they don't watch it enough. I know everybody.
You got me walking the hallways asking a lot of pop quiz trivia today. I don't know why you got me doing this. You're getting me trouble.
I don't want to do a crazy spoiler alert. I just want to say this.
Don't spoil it. It aired last night, Jalen. Don't spoil it.
On Thursday, we really got to talk about this.
You think three days is long enough? You think if you give people a 3-day window, then they'll be all right?
Yeah, if you ain't seen it by Thursday, then you ain't a lifer. So you don't count at that point. You ain't seen it by Thursday.
I respect it.
But I'm going to tell you a couple of things that people got to watch. You got to watch Last OGs. I'll be watching a lot of that too. That's funny. Tracy Morgan.
I want to see Top Boy. That's the one I want to see.
You gotta watch Top Boy. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one I want to see. I've been watching You on Netflix. I love this series called You. You wouldn't love it because there's not enough black people in it for you. You know what I mean? I know how you get down. But it's solid. It's a good show.
I've also been watching Who Killed Malcolm X on Netflix. I think it's on Netflix or Hulu.
Okay.
Who killed Malcolm? Yeah, so I've been watching that too.
You know, I don't get to see any movies because I have three children, so I don't see movies in the theater. But I did fly from Los Angeles to New York yesterday, and I got to watch a film It's a film by the name of Hustlers, and it's about females that work at a gentleman's club. Have you seen this?
Jennifer Lopez?
Yes.
Yes. A-Rod's wife?
Yes. Jennifer Lopez is, she's just the most beautiful woman on the planet, man. She might be the GOAT. Like, she might have that spot right now. She's killing it. But man, just be careful out there, everybody. Be careful out there. You know, they're talking about these beautiful ladies coming over and talking to dudes and putting stuff in their drinks and then running their credit cards. Just be careful out there. Be careful out
there. So that was a great movie. A lot of people felt like it should have been more critically acclaimed when the awards came out recently. I agree with you that Jennifer Lopez has put herself in position as a talent and as a queen to be a standard bearer in a lot of ways, with her fashion and all of that. And so A-Rod has what you and I have.
What's
when
that?
People look at us and they see our significant others, they like, what is she doing with him?
Yeah,
that's how
exactly.
You know you're winning.
Exactly.
That's how you know you're winning.
Yeah. I think people look at me and my wife and they're like, he must be rich or something. You know what I mean? Like, he must have family money. He's probably like a royal. He got a royal title. So he's probably the Prince of Switzerland or something. Big shout to Roller K and Justice for getting married again. Big shout to you, Jalen Rose, for joining the show. We've got a very special co-host tomorrow. Make sure you check that out. We'll be back. Why is that, Jalen?
We're not done. Got to give the people time.